800-259-0033.
This is Free Talk Live. Watching in hour number three of the program, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And we are going to jump into a unscreened phone call just because I was distracted and I didn't screen it. But then, Wayne, you've got a story that is it really ties right into the last caller we took in the last hour. We'll recap that for anybody just tuning in. But first, to the phones and the fun. Ampline, who's this? Hello, you're on the air.
Who's there?
Maybe nobody. Going once, going twice. All right. Well, instead of that, Wayne, do tell about this story you have in regards to spontaneous order, because we just had a perfect lead-in call last hour where a gentleman was telling an anecdote, I don't know if it was a true story or not, but about how a Russian bureaucrat was being toured around in an American fish market, and he was watching as all the fish were traveling different places, and people were buying things and selling things, and all this bustling activity was going on, and he was shocked and surprised. You know, he's used to a bread line handing people food. So he's wondering, well, who's controlling all this? And the answer is, well, no one. Well, a bunch of people are, but there's no real easy answer to that question, right?
That's right. I ran across a really interesting article from a physics science kind of website called physorg.com, P-H-Y-S-O-R-G.
Okay.
The story is entitled Chaos Equals Order. Physicists Make Baffling Discovery. According to a computational study conducted by a group of physicists at Washington University in St. Louis, one may create order by introducing disorder. While working on their model, a network of interconnected pendulums or oscillators, the researchers noticed that when driven by ordered forces, the various pendulums behaved chaotically and swung out of sync like a group of intoxicated synchronized swimmers. This was unexpected. Shouldn't synchronized forces yield synchronized pendulums? But then came the real surprise. When they introduced disorder, forces were applied at random to each oscillator. The system became ordered and synchronized. The thing that's counterintuitive is that when you introduce disorder into the system, when the forces on the pendulums act at random, the chaos that was present before disappears and there's order, said Sebastian F. Brandt, physics graduate student and lead author of the study, which appeared in the January 2006 edition of Physics Review Letters. So obviously we have a correlation here, because you talk about free markets versus central planning. And I, that's the first thing I thought when I read the article.
Yeah.
Right. Free markets are, you know, put together in a chaotic fashion, everybody doing their own thing, but they
based on their own motivations.
They yield things that are so very orderly. I mean, it's amazing the choices that we have in the marketplace and how they're brought to us.
So this was not this story was not a surprise to anybody that is familiar with the free market and spontaneous order, which is essentially what that is called. It wasn't a surprise to us, but for these scientists, it was. And I actually saw a video that somebody posted over on the New Hampshire Free Forums at nhfree.com. Vitruvian posted, he's had this thread of very interesting sort of science-y videos that have a similar theme, and there was one of them where somebody programmed a computer program to simulate clocks, and I wish I'd watched this more recently because it's not totally fresh in my mind, but it was a similar kind of situation where the clocks were essentially randomized. The different features about the clocks were randomized, and when the permutations continued to run, he had this graphical representation of what was going on, basically, with the system that was essentially, it began to organize itself. You began to start to see patterns as the system continued to run. It was really amazing to watch the visual representations of this happening. And that's what all of life really is, right? I mean, outside of this governmental control grid setup that we have, all of life is essentially random disorder, but yet all of this wonderful beauty and all these wonderful patterns continues to become quite obvious to us.
Right. When man tries to control and harness things, that's when they get out of order.
It's very interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up tonight. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if we could just convince people to let go of this whole idea of controlling their neighbors and let go of this idea of everybody must be lorded over or ruled over by some ruling class that knows better. let us all make decisions for ourselves. Let us sink or swim as necessary. And if we fail, let us experience the consequences of that failure. A lot of what government
does. How else
does,
do you learn to do things right? If you don't let people experience the consequence of their failure, they're going to continue to do it wrong.
They call that enabling.
Well, right, and that's what government tends to do. Is government is really good at shifting consequences. Where, oh, if you're a total loser and you screw people over, then we're going to go ahead and bail you out. And or you know, not just on an individual level, but at a business level as well. If you suck at business and you can't service your customers, you can't sell your cars, we'll give you I don't know how many billions it was, whatever they gave to Chrysler or whatever last week. They gave a lot of money to these auto manufacturers. Hey, you guys can't cut it in the marketplace. You suck. You deserve to go away. You deserve to be sold at pennies on the dollar because you're awful at doing your business. But yet the government steps in and they shift those consequences. So those businesses, the people running those businesses, they weren't able to feel the pinch. They weren't able to feel the problems that they were creating for themselves because the government shifted those consequences away to the taxpayers. So everybody else has to pay for their mistakes. It's sick.
There was also an article that was saying how there's a possible merger between GM and Chrysler. And some people asked, well, why? Because GM's not in very good shape either. Why would they want to take on Chrysler, who's also in trouble? And somebody else had mentioned, well, maybe they just want the booty that Chrysler got from the government.
Yeah, that could be it. It was a loan from what somebody told me last. I believe it was Nick told us actually earlier this week that it was a loan that the government gave. So it wasn't a bailout in the same way that they've been bailing out the banks.
But
however,
it's a loan to the government. I mean, you know, what's the government?
It's a loan to the government.
A loan, right? Where you have to
loan from the government.
A loan from the government, meaning that what do they care if you pay back?
And that's just it. Yeah. I think that if they don't pay it back, I think what you're going to see is nationalization of the auto industry. Because if doesn't it make sense? I mean, if you give a loan to somebody and they don't pay you back, you own them, right?
Remember the last nationalized car that was sold in America with a Yugo? Remember how sucky that car was? No, it's kind of, I look at it as like a loan wink wink. That's kind of what it looks like to me.
Like, we'll forgive it. They might forgive it later on down the line.
Yeah, it's a loan.
I see. It's a loan, so we can call it a loan right now while everybody's paying attention, but then later we'll just wipe it off the books and no big deal, guys.
I don't think the government, even the government would want to be in the auto industry. What a terrible, terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea, but the government's full of those. We continue with Cody in Texas. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just had a quick note about, hello?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay, about the out of chaos comes order.
Yes, sir.
That's actually, I don't want to get off on like a conspiracy theory thing, but it's actually one of the oldest Freemasonry mottos. Ordo ab cal. I think that's how you say it, cal. Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Hey, those guys weren't. Yeah. I mean, I don't know much about the Freemasons beyond they built a bunch of buildings, and I don't think they're a bad group of guys. I mean, I'm sure some of them are sick power freaks, but I can't say that all the Masons were bad guys.
My grandfather was one of the best people I've ever known. He was a Mason.
I mean, they do some weird things. They got a funny little throne room thing that they have. Have you ever been up in one of these things, Wayne?
They've got
one here in Keene. There's a Masonic building, and you go up the stairs, and you can actually go into these bizarre kind of ceremonial rooms.
Well, this isn't some kind of museum tour. I mean, we snuck up there.
Yeah, I don't think we were supposed to be up
there. Skulked about. I mean, it was a little weird.
It was kind of spooky, but
it was like being a kid, you know, again. It was an odd
somewhere
feeling.
You weren't supposed to be, seeing things you weren't supposed to see. But
were there any skulls and coffins or anything?
I don't think there was any
some
skulls.
Ceremonial stuff that was a little weird, but I
there was a throne and there was like this sort of altar thing.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're all for.
Well, the Marines always say "thrive in chaos."
There you go.
That's their motto.
Cody, anything else for us tonight?
I guess actually, I think it's the National Library. I think it's in D.C. That's actually a Freemasonry lodge. It's, I think it's like the head temple or what. I don't know what they call it, but.
You know, I don't concern myself with the Freemasons, the Illuminati, and all that other stuff, because what I'm concerned
about... No, I got you.
I'm with you, man. Thank you for the call. What I'm concerned about is people in search of power and willing to aggress against their neighbors. That's what concerns me. I don't care what group they're members of. I don't care who they hang out with. What concerns me is that they want to aggress against their neighbors. That's the issue. That's what we need to deal with. That's what we need to expose. That's what we need to talk about. That's what we need. That's the problem we need to solve. They can hang out with whoever they want to hang out with. That's their business. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals US is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You know, I don't see the I'm sorry. I don't know when – there's no verbiage for this commercial.
You're supposed to make it up. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is happening early March. I don't have the dates written down here. We just say early March.
Okay.
It's so far out, it doesn't really matter.
Sorry, right, man. I'm not seeing bullet points or
FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum is the place to go to get registered for early bird pricing of $199. You get a 10% discount off that price if you use the code 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL to get involved in the Liberty Forum. We're going to be there broadcasting live, and you're going to be able to meet all kinds of liberty-oriented luminaries like John Taylor Gatto, Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, David Berglund, former Libertarian Party presidential candidate, a real former presidential candidate that actually gets liberty, unlike their current LP candidate. Keynote speaker, Richard Heller. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers. I know they're working on some other ones. Some more big names are in the works. You want to be here. You want to get up here into New Hampshire. You want an excuse to come up, visit the state. This is a great opportunity. You're going to meet hundreds of similarly minded, like-minded people that also believe in liberty. And you're going to have a good time because it's been a blast the last two times I've gone, and looking forward to this next one. Go and get registered now while you can still get the early bird deal, and use the discount code 2009FTL to save 10%. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So 800-259-9231 is the number as we continue here. You know, Mark, I want to play an audio clip. You sent me something.
This thing's awesome.
Yesterday.
God. I'm glad you decided to do it. It was kind of a toss-up there for a while.
Well, you know, I feel kind of bad about playing another show on this show, but I guess it's been done in the past, so it's all right. I mean, the guy uses our logo. He's a pretty talented guy. You might have heard of him before. Well, sort of similar.
And,
it's sort of similar to our logo. It's the fist, the clenched fist. Thrust up
after we created ours. Or
I believe it was actually slightly after we came out with ours. I don't really recall exactly how that all played out. But Howard Stern, there's apparently been a clip that has been released out to YouTube on his show where some guy went on the streets of New York with an audio recorder. And
I love this man on the street stuff because it, to me,
it's just amazing.
I've got this sort of thing going on where I believe that people are the best, you know, individually, people are the best individuals to make decisions for their lives. However, they are the poorest people when you put them together, like groups get stupid. Mm-hmm. And I think sort of, you know, these man on the street interviews when they ask them, you know, what's the state capital of South Dakota or, you know, who's the vice president or who's your local representative or senator in this, you know, you name your two senators in the state, whatever. It just goes to show how miserably uninformed the average person in the public is.
This will blow your mind if you haven't heard this audio. And I don't know. I didn't get there was no prologue here, so I don't know what the circumstances are. I don't know if this is one of Howard's guys or if he just came across this. But credit to Howard Stern for putting this out there because it's an amazing clip. Here we go.
People said Barack Obama. So what he said is, do you support Obama's views? But he attributed all of McCain's views to Obama.
Yeah.
And it didn't sway anyone.
But it didn't cause people to even flinch. They went right along.
This is crazy. So listen to this.
Some people speculate that blacks are voting for Obama strictly because he's black and not because of his policies. So we took McCain's policies and pretended they were Obama's.
Now, look, that's not true. People are voting for Obama or McCain because mommy and daddy were Republicans and Democrats for the most part, and they were raised to believe that you should always vote for Republicans, you should always vote for Democrats. That's the primary motivation, in my mind, at least, for most people voting. I don't think it's the black.
You steer thoroughly away from the race issue, and I understand that's fine. I think that there definitely are black people out there that are going to vote for Obama because he's black, and I think that there are white people out there, white Democrats out there, that will vote for McCain because he's white. I just believe that that's.
I don't believe it to be the majority. I don't propose to know. I'm just saying I think the presumptions of the interviewer are a little incorrect. That's all. We continue here.
This is what they had to say.
For the election, Obama or McCain? I like Obama. Now, what don't you like about McCain? McCain seems to not really know what he's doing right now.
Are you more for Obama's policy because he's pro-life or because he thinks our troops should stay in Iraq and finish this war?
I think now, this is another thing I don't like about this, is that, look, it's my understanding that Obama is in favor of keeping the troops in Iraq, too. So they're misrepresenting his policy, but nonetheless, it still makes a salient point in their responses.
Yeah, Obama's certainly not as much for keeping troops in Iraq, and his basic thing is to get them out of Iraq and put them in Afghanistan, is basically what he said.
No, it would be nice if we actually had some sort of liberty-oriented man on the street where somebody could actually ask the right questions and get ludicrous answers like this guy will get anyway, so continue.
Because our troops should stay in Iraq and finish this war. I'm really for him with that.
Definitely. Okay. Now, how about as far as him being pro-life? Do you support Obama in that case?
Yeah, I do. I do. I support him in that case.
And if he wins, would you have any problem with Sarah Palin being vice president?
No, I wouldn't. Not at all. No.
So you think he made the right choice in that?
I definitely do. Thank you very much, sir.
Have a great day.
So the guy agreed with everything McCain is for, except he said it was for Obama. And here's another example.
Are you for Obama or McCain?
Obama.
Okay, and why not McCain?
Well, I just don't agree with some of his, you know, policies. No.
Now, Obama says that he's...
Look, it's okay to admit that you don't know why. It's okay to admit that I'm voting for him because my mom told me I should vote Democrat. But nobody's going to admit that. They want to try to sound like they're informed.
Anti-stem cell research. How do you feel about that?
I believe that's... I wouldn't do that either. I'm anti-stem cell.
Stem cells.
Anti-stem
cell research. Now, if Obama wins, do you mind Sarah Palin being vice president?
No, I don't.
Now, we all know they're selecting the guys that really messed it up, right? But still, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, these people are purporting themselves as knowledgeable electors or knowledgeable voters, and it's quite clear they have no clue what it is they're talking about. It's like, it reminds me of this lady that Dennis from New Hampshire was interviewing on his show in Concord, this supporter of Hillary Clinton during the primaries, asking her questions about how Hillary, you know, the positions, Hillary's positions on the issues. This woman had no idea. She had the general concept that people should get free health care, and that was about all she had to go on. Yeah. She didn't know anything.
All right, there you go. And then example, which we found this woman.
In this election, Obama or McCain?
Obama.
Now, why not McCain? What don't you like about him?
He sort of doesn't sound like he has enough. Like, he's uneducated, because when go for the president speaking, he didn't sound like he knew what he was talking about too much, whereas Obama had facts and information when he was speaking.
Good point. Let me ask you this.
Do you support Obama more? By the way, the complaint is that Obama, in fact, just makes broad representations.
Because he's pro-life or because he says our troops should stay in Iraq and finish the war?
I guess both.
Now, if Obama wins, do you have any problem with Sarah Palin being his vice president?
No.
No?
Not at
all. She'll do a good job?
I think she'll do a good job.
Are you glad he elected her to be the VP if he wins?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Wowie zowie. That's what you're dealing with, people out there that are voting. Those are the people that are voting. They don't have a clue. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, well, we give away. It's unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. And also enjoy the live streams that you'll find there at listen.freetalklive.com. Broadband stream, dial-up stream, and even a webcam, all free, at listen.freetalklive.com. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
No, it's not.
You know, Wayne, we were talking during the break. Mark, you were mentioning to Wayne we had the email last night from the guy that was very upset about how we were making fun of him by using a sort of a hick accent when we were reading his email, which was very anti-immigrant, anti-immigration freedom, or the freedom to travel. And so we were just kind of joking around about that. But one of the things that particular email asked us to do, he said that, well, he can't think of anything that he's not free to do. And so, of course, we came up with a laundry list of things that we're not free to do in this country. But here's another one. Here's another something you are absolutely not free to do in America. You are not allowed to make a fake phallus you're not allowed to manufacture a fake phallus intended to be utilized for passing drug tests. Did you know that?
Okay.
This is brand new news from Post Gazette, the Post-Gazette, post-gazette.com. The owners of the company that makes the Wizinator, a prosthetic penis used to mask illegal drug use, were charged yesterday in federal court.
Do they come in different colors?
I don't know. Probably.
They would think.
They were charged in federal court with conspiracy to defraud the government and are expected to plead guilty. Gerald Willis, the president of Puck Technology, based in Signal Hill, California, and Robert Catalano, the vice president, are charged in a 19-page criminal information of conspiracy for selling two different products that mask illegal substances in a user's urine. The products, the Wizinator and Number One, are sold through the company's websites. As part of the case, the government is moving for forfeiture of all of the company's assets, as well as its internet domain names.
And you know that this is a problem with what essentially this is doing is stifling innovation in America. Because if you had done this in Sweden, or you pick your country, it doesn't matter, Borneo, and you put it on the internet and send it to Americans, they could do nothing.
That's true.
However, they want to stifle innovation from our drug users, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Maybe these guys are drug users. Maybe they aren't. They came up with a brilliant product that has allowed people to pass drug tests and get into jobs that they otherwise might not have otherwise been able to get into.
Do they come in small, medium, large?
I was just thinking the same thing.
I don't know. You should go to their website and check it out while they still...
It's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not? No.
They took all the...
Well, they have two plead guilty. This was written on the 15th, so yesterday they are two plead guilty, so the case isn't quite done yet. They may actually still have their website online. But the charges were brought at least in part after undercover law enforcement officers ordered one of each product and had them shipped to the Western District of Pennsylvania. According to the criminal information, the company and its owners defrauded the government's Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which is tasked with overseeing federal workplace drug testing programs. How is it that this company defrauded the Substance Abuse Administration? They just sell a product. They're not the ones that are going in there and using the product. It's the clients that are utilizing the product. The company conducted its business very much in public, including testimonials on its websites, including one from a truck driver who said he was able to beat quarterly drug tests by the Department of Transportation using its products. Stanton Levinson, who represents the company, previously said that he didn't think the government could make a drug paraphernalia case against his client, but yesterday, Levinson said he did research that showed his earlier opinion was wrong. He said, "We're convinced that the government's theory is correct and the government has a case. Obviously, it's serious if somebody is faking drug tests who's then driving a tractor trailer or a bus or flying an airplane." There's a plea agreement, but Levinson said he couldn't discuss it.
This is like going after a gun company for manufacturing pistols and somebody getting shot.
Basically, the government is saying here that if these products were only used to defraud companies, then they'd have left them alone. But because these products have been utilized to pass government-mandated piss tests, then that's a problem, and it's a conspiracy, and we're going to take your entire business from you. We're going to take all of your products. We're going to take everything that you own associated with this business, including your web URLs. We're going to steal it all from you because you created a product that people decided that individuals chose to use this product in the way that the government is upset about. But why go after the individuals when you can go after the business owners? You can target, strike at the root is what the government's doing here, and they know that business owners are going to roll over. In fact, it sounds like the lawyer rolled over in this case because he was telling these guys, "Yeah, you got to go. We're gonna be able to bounce these government guys right back. No problem. Just hire me. Bring me on board." And now here's their lawyer saying that, "Well, I'm sorry, guys. Looks like we're screwed. Can't help you."
What kind of pressure those things put out?
Probably not so. I don't know. You might have to give it a squeeze. I'm not sure how that works.
I'm sure they had them manufactured in China, so they're probably small.
Oh, Wayne, you're awful. That can't be true. That's not true about Asian people, is it?
Yeah, well, I heard.
I don't know.
You've heard, huh?
Yeah,
sure. You haven't had experiences?
He lived in California for a while.
No, this is not. It's not something to be joking about.
Well, it's funny to make fun of California people. It's not funny to make fun of Asian people.
No, this is serious. I mean, these guys are losing their business here. I think we should take this seriously because this is awful what they've done here, and they're picking off all of these various different industries that honestly a lot of people aren't going to come running to their aid. I mean, we saw stories over the last few years where the government has gone after pornographers. They've gone after these purveyors of what they call extreme pornography. They're just kind of picking people off of the periphery where they know that they can get away with this crap. They know that nobody's going to stand up for Mr. Willis or Mr. Catalano because these guys are
supposedly... They make rubber
penises.
Yeah.
They're supposedly
to stand up for that.
They're supposedly bad guys.
Ian, well,
why did you want to say the word, Mark?
I didn't know. I was just stuck on which word I was going to use.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you guys laugh it up because you're lucky that the government hasn't come after your business.
Or my
Look,
penis.
I think it's awful, too. I absolutely do think that the man has the right to create rubber ding-dongs there. And
absolutely. If somebody's engaging in fraud, it's the individuals who are engaging in fraud, right? It's the truck driver that was engaging in fraud. It's the other people that are engaging in fraud. Not that I have a problem with it. I don't think it's fraudulent because, I mean, if you're getting a one-up over the government, I think you're a hero.
Well, I think a business should be able to administer a drug policy if that's what they wish to do. Wouldn't you agree that a business should be able to discriminate against drug users if they wish?
Sure. And I should be able to, if I really want to work for a business like that, which I don't recommend, if you're somebody who uses marijuana or whatever, because if you're actually a hard drug user, you know you're okay. Because hard drugs go right out of your system right quick. So this is really a target against marijuana users.
If a business is doing it, they're going to do it right, and they're going to catch people unawares and before they have a chance to do anything. Hey, Ian, come with me.
I don't think a lot of businesses are watching you whip it out in front of the toilet.
Just saying, if a business is doing it, they're going to do it properly.
I wonder if they had some sort of disclaimer on the packaging, if that would have helped their case any. So if they said not for government drug tests, but in private sector,
maybe.
Okay.
Well, they had some kind of form where a truck driver said that he beat
his... It was a testimonial on the website.
Yeah, testimonial. So that's not a good thing. You could, if you created a rubber ding-dong there and said that it was only for, novelty purposes.
Yeah, they should have beat around... what you're saying is they should have beat around the bush a little bit more, basically, sort of like how the people that sell bongs, they can't call them bongs. You have to call it a water
it's
pipe.
It's a water pipe.
Right. Yeah, I guess they should have been a little more cautious in this insane drug war climate that we have in this country. But nonetheless, it's a tragic story and one worth telling.
But actually, for long-term drug use tests, the hair is the best tester.
That's what I hear, yeah.
And I had a client up in California that used to administer those tests, and they take a sample of hair from the back of your head, near your neck, up above it a little bit, and they all had short hair. They all had shaved heads at that company.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, more government insanity where a TSA airport screener has gotten caught with his hand in the cookie jar, so to speak. We'll give you those details. Plus, we've got Ward on the line in New Jersey. We'll talk to him as well about anything he wants to discuss. 800-259-9231. And ladies, your calls come first. If you dial in, we'll go to you because that's just the rules on this show. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program and do it this week. Do it within the next 24 hours, because if you do it by Friday night show, then your money will be doubled. Because we've had one very generous amplifier in New York City, Adam, called in earlier this week to say that anybody that amps this week, he is going to match their amp dollar for dollar. Plus, Terry up in Canada said anybody new that amps for every new amplifier, he'll add a dollar to his amp. So he's not matching dollar for dollar. Terry's not, but Adam is. And either way, both of those guys are throwing down some serious extra cash in order to help encourage you to become an amplifier. So if you've been sitting on the fence about sending us just $3 a month to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, get more internet listeners on board with the show, and get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more, your money is doubled this week if you get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
Right. The purpose of the amp program is to promote liberty. It is, in some cases in the past, we have had people that, you know, like the idea of amping so that they can tell us what to do, you know, what to talk about, what not to talk about, how to live our lives. No, I don't take the amp dollars home. Every one of them gets spent for the purpose of, well, spreading the message of liberty, getting on more stations, that kind of thing. That's what the amp program is for.
Some people might like Free Talk Live to have a message of liberty that is more attuned to their particular version of it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
In which case, I'm sorry, but, you know, we're pretty good. I mean, I think we're pretty good here. I'm the kind of the free marketeer voluntarist. Mark, you're kind of the small government guy. So between the two of us, and then we got our other wonderful co-hosts that come in, and they have different viewpoints as well. Between all of us, I think we cover a fairly decent gamut of the pro-liberty spectrum, but it's not enough to satisfy everyone, and that's fine. I understand that. In which case, I welcome you to find a better pro-liberty program out there and put your money behind them.
Save your money, invest in equipment, and start one.
Yeah, that's true. There are some other shows out there. I mean, Free Minds TV, we like them, and Gardner Goldsmith, that you can send money over to those guys, and I'll feel good about that.
Advance liberty at the local or national level through a summer internship at the Koch Summer Fellowship Program. The program places libertarian and free market students and recent graduates at organizations in Washington, D.C., and at state-based think tanks across the country. All positions are paid and include a housing and travel allowance, as well as multiple career workshops throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. It includes the stipend, like I said, career workshops, and housing and travel costs.
All right, 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call. We go to Ward in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ward.
Hey, guys. How are we hanging?
Just great. Ward, what's on your mind tonight?
I think you've eaten my chili once or twice at Pork Fest.
You know, I don't think I did get any. I don't think I got any of that when I was here last year.
I know I did, and I enjoyed it, Ward. Thank
you. I've heard good things about it, Ward. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Oh, basically, there was that guy talking about bureaucratic pensions a while back.
Yeah.
You know, hour or two back.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'm sorry, but those bureaucrats have been stealing from me for all of my life, and I'm sorry. Let them starve.
I understand
or get
the same.
Actual I'm real just, jobs.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, Ward.
A lot of them have actual, saleable skills, accounting and shit like that.
Oh, we can't let you get away with that. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Can't let that happen.
Ward.
But, I see where he's coming from, and I can empathize with where Ward is coming from on that. It's easy to feel that way about these people. But, the reality is the bureaucrats. And, this is one of the critiques, actually, in a recent email we got from an amplifier who was bailing out. One of the critiques, look, these bureaucrats, I don't feel bad about what they've done. I'm not trying to be harsh towards these people. I understand that
most of
these...
saying that you consider everyone who works in the government evil?
No, I don't think that. I don't think they're evil. I think
you characterize it sometimes a little too extreme.
I think some of them are. I think the politicians are...
That's what I'm sitting here for. Whenever you get out of line, I yank the lead and pull the choke collar on you.
I don't think the ladies down at the city hall collecting money for the, for the tags or for the water bills. I don't think those people are evil. I think
they can get that way if you don't kiss their butt properly.
But generally, Mark, I don't believe that to be the case about these bureaucrats. I don't think that the lady that's driving the kids to school on the school bus is evil. I don't think though the kids might disagree. I don't think that the teachers are.
I had one that was.
I don't think that most bureaucrats are bad people. I think they're people that, for the most part, wanted to get a job. They heard that the jobs were real great. They heard the benefits were sweet. Sweet government bennies. That's what they've been told, and they're right. The benefits are pretty good when you're working for the government. So these are just people that wanted Easy Street. I don't blame them for that. I went into radio for the same reason. I didn't want to go out and work hard for my living. I wanted to push buttons and get paid for it. So, I can empathize with them wanting Easy Street. I can understand that. So I don't blame them at all for accepting stolen money. They don't know it's stolen money. They don't believe that. They don't even think about that. To them, it's just a paycheck. To them, it's just a job. Now, the people at the higher levels, I believe that they have complicity. I believe they know exactly what it is that they're doing. I believe the people that are running cities, I believe that the people that are running various different government bureaucracies are absolutely these administrators that are moving big money around. These people know exactly where their bread is buttered, and they know what the system is all about. So I do believe there are evil people in government, no doubt about it. I mean, after all, if you have a position of power, inevitably it's going to attract those who want to wield power over others. And the people that want to wield power over others are, for the most part, people with bad intentions. Now, you're going to say, well, there's some of those people that have good intentions, and in their mind it might be good. They might tell themselves that stopping drugs is a good thing. But
Hitler thought getting rid of the Jews was a good idea. And
but
the
he was
road,
a bad man. I'm
the
sorry.
Road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that in some cases, enforcing your will on others is evil.
Exactly. Whether you realize it's evil or not, when you're doing it, that's not the issue. When you're aggressing against your neighbors, if they haven't harmed somebody first, and I guess that's the definition of aggression, you can't aggress in response. So if you're aggressing against your neighbors, then that's an evil act. Whether you feel good in your heart or not, that's your issue. But from my outside perspective, you're doing wrong, and you deserve to be called onto the carpet for it. But most bureaucrats, they're just folks wanting a job. That's all. And that's why I say that we need to approach what Ward was talking about with compassion. We need to approach severing these governmental ties, withdrawing our consent from the system, stopping paying taxes, stopping obeying. We need to approach it with compassion, which is why whenever I talk to government bureaucrats, whenever they're like, they've been bringing this issue to me with this couch situation in my neighbor's yard. They've got a couch out in the yard and they're trying to find me and drag me into court over this issue. Whenever I write a letter to one of the government bureaucrats about this, or whenever I talk to one of the government bureaucrats, I start by apologizing. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to deal with this. If you saw the video of the couch enforcer, if you go to freekeen.com and watch the video, what's the first thing I said when I stepped out of that door? Look, I'm sorry you have to deal with this.
They don't seem to care much. They just want you to do what they want you to do.
I understand that, Mark, but I'm just trying to say that am trying to approach this from a position of being compassionate about these poor people who've been duped into working for a system where their paychecks are funded by threats of violence and coercion. So I'm sorry you have to deal with me standing here holding a video camera. You're doing your job as code enforcer or as city clerk or as whatever. And I'm doing my job as liberty activist who's sick and tired of this crap and who's willing to stand up and put it on the line and take these risks and pull out a video camera or pull out an audio recorder and do what I need to do to expose the violence inherent in the system. See, I'm just doing my job, too. And I like that viewpoint. I like that viewpoint that, hey, I'm sorry you have to deal with this. But then again, you did choose this job, and now you've come up against me, and I'm doing my job that I chose to do, so if you don't want to deal with this stuff anymore, stop doing what you're doing. It's like I suggested in the letter to the judge, which I actually haven't read here on the air yet, but I haven't sent it to him yet because I'm still revising it, but the letter to the judge that I wrote, you know, hey, you're probably a nice guy. You're probably a really great man when it comes to your family. I'm presuming, for all I know, he abuses his kids. I don't know, but it's fair to presume they're nice. It's fair to treat them that way. You're probably a nice guy, but what you're doing here in your position is wrong. Please stop hearing cases that don't involve a victim. If you stop hearing cases that don't involve a victim, you'll be a hero. You'll never see another activist in your courtroom ever again.
You'll be fired.
People will, maybe. People will be singing your praises from the rooftops. As a courageous, the most courageous judge in American history.
Your kids, the next year of college, out the window.
Well, you know, Mark,
promotions.
I think that something would be, I think it'd be really interesting if a government judge decided to stop hearing cases that don't involve a victim and actually have activists back him up and support him in that way. It'd be a very interesting situation. So I want to encourage these people to do the right thing, but you're not going to encourage them to do the right thing by coming down on them too hard. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Drink and make.